March 1st, Monday. What must you do when problems become too hard and difficult? First, you just need to hear God's voice behind the problem. In doing so, you'll discover God's plan regarding blessings. What kinds of problems are you currently facing? Ask yourself, what is the hidden plan of blessings behind those issues? But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come out as gold. Job 23, verse 10. The people of the covenant. Acts chapter 2, verse 11. Both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. On the path that remnants must take, they'll encounter hardships. Even if they hear criticism from others, they must be able to hear God's voice within those words. In the face of problems and crises, they only need to fully dedicate themselves. Suffering from physical diseases is an opportunity to experience God's power. Then what is the answer that remnants who are the people of the covenant must enjoy? Number one, another world that is inside the covenant. When most believers encounter problems, they dispute. This happens because they haven't seen another world that exists inside the covenant. However, remnants need to hold on to the gospel and remain inside of only prayer. Remnants must choose everything within that and enjoy the answers that come from it. Therefore, there's no need to dispute or use humanism. Number two, healing and the summit that are inside the covenant. Too many people have fallen into idolatry and are suffering from spiritual diseases. Remnants must be aware that the mystery of a different healing can remedy those spiritual illnesses. That mystery is only gospel, which the world cannot give. Also, remnants need to enjoy this different strength that comes solely from the covenant. Because people are unaware of the spiritual world, they have no choice but to face spiritual difficulties. When remnants hold on to the covenants of Calvary, the Mount of Olives, Mark's Upper Room, and enjoy them through prayer, they'll gain spiritual strength and experience God's works that save the field through that power. Dear God, help me to remain steadfast despite what I see and to enjoy the blessing of the spiritual summit who enjoys my God-given covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.